All the things I did, just so I could call you mine. Was that good?
Fucking hell.
Was that good?
I lost the will to live there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you really? Did you? What the
fuck? You are a perfect blend between really pissing me off. What the fuck is that?
It's called dancing. You'd want to try it sometime.
No, thank you.
Did you ever just bloody dance?
No, that is not dancing. You're pissing me off.
No, you're really annoying. I says to her, right, look, the absolute noise of us shouting at each other. I said to her, right, I says to her.
I says,
let's try not make this episode real long. Do you know what I mean? Like, because we always try to talk for like an hour and a half and then I have to try get it down below an hour.
Right.
And it's all riveting stuff.
Obviously.
So like, there's
and
nothing.
Factual.
There's nothing like.
There's nothing you can take out.
Yeah, there's nothing for me to cut out like.
Yeah.
And then she goes, oh, so you just don't want me to talk like.
You're always giving out to me.
I'm like.
You're always giving out. Yeah. You're not close enough to the mic. Oh, will you take that out? Oh, could you move?
No.
Could you do this? Could you do that? Can you
shut up?
Can you talk?
I understand how my dad feels, right?
Give him extra ammunition.
Because I goes, let's try not make this too long. Will I just not say it? And then, yeah, that's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said and what I meant.
You're a dickhead.
All the things I did.
Is it not said?
Did.
Oh. You're being a prick.
Takes one to know one. I know you are, but what am I?
Oh, God.
Oh yeah, what am I?
Come here.
Bitch, the dog's nature. Nature's beautiful. So thanks for the compliment.
Oh my God. Right, I'm getting on the cocktails.
Shoobity bab bab.
I'm getting on the
cocktails. We were gifted something.
Oh my God.
How
amazing.
Can you believe it?
We were gifted.
And what better to be gifted
than alcohol?
Yeah.
I am currently about to test the pina colada of the Parrot Bay.
Pina colada.
And Arkira is having a passion fruit, a caparinaha.
Caparinaha. It's kind of like, I'm getting porn star martini vibes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What?
No.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. You're just annoying
me. Am I wrecking your head like?
A little bit.
Why?
A little bit lock a bit.
Why am I wrecking
And
your
then
head?
There's a strawberry daiquiri for you when you finish that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're Parrot Bay cocktails, the frozen ones.
And they're like the pouch thing. And you just like, I was like,
I was so delighted with myself.
Oh my God.
When
I was like
them.
I love this girl.
I love her with all my heart.
She is my soulmate.
She is who I believe that God put me on this earth for. Do you know what I mean?
But how are we
Not
gonna
to be dramatic.
How are we going to share her? She's probably going to pick you over me anyway.
In fairness, who wouldn't? Our good friend of the pod, Niamh.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the drinky poos.
Duke.
You truly do know us.
Put up your dukes, Niamh.
Put up your dukes. Yeah, so Parrot Bay cocktails.
Oh my God.
Thriving.
Like, love and life. Right, yeah. I'm going to test mine. Hold on one sec. Uno momento, por favor.
Right, taste test. Okay. ASMR.
Lovely. I'm fucking now.
Lovely.
I'm after spitting it back into the glass.
That'll taste nice.
Mm. Icy.
Yes. Does it taste coconutty?
Bang me Parrot Bay off me, Mike.
Coconutty.
Coconut
vibes.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, pina colada.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I'm not getting caught in the rain, though.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you into yoga? There's a yoga mat there.
Yeah, I'm going to do my downward pacing frog.
Right, hang on.
What are you getting? Are you getting any passion fruit?
Notes of passion fruit.
Yeah, undertones of.
Hints of.
Cork.
Yeah. I can feel it's transporting me to where it was.
No, not a cork, like, I mean like a cork, like an oaky.
Notes
oaky.
Of fruit.
Yeah.
Wood,
ice.
And ice. It's everything
ice.
I love in a cocktail.
It is. It's everything.
So thank you very much, Niamh.
Oh, thanks so much. And come here.
To Parrot Bay.
Please, Parrot Bay. Please.
Keep them
literally
coming.
Literally keep them fuckers coming.
Yeah.
Like, we have to admit, we have a little admission. when you brought in the box, it wasn't today or yesterday, and it was our night where myself and your dad done a big YOLOists, and we stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Did, just mad fucks.
We did, and we actually attacked you.
Yeah.
As you came in I the felt door.
So. It's like, do you know when you're in school and you have a pack of chewing gums and everyone finds out?
Or a baggage of crisps. You weren't allowed to have or that, but
if,
we
if
were.
If they want, if you come in with a chicken fillet roll and everyone and wants your ends.
Yeah, that's what it was like. And we attacked her, but we couldn't even, we were that drunk, we didn't even wait for you to freeze them. So we had the liquid. Yeah. Now we only drank like,
there's so much noise.
We drank half of the box, I'll be honest. Yeah. We drank half, so that we left the other half because we said we'll do it for when we're actually doing the pod. So that's what the pod. So we might have consumed some of another flavour that I can't remember.
Yeah, all the flavours, I haven't tried they were one maso. That wasn't nice.
They were maso, but the only thing is, they weren't as nice when they weren't frozen. You need to freeze those babies.
And I knew that. We knew
we
this.
Knew it at the time.
We knew.
We put it on ice.
We were equipped,
had ice in the glass.
We were equipped for all the facts.
Yeah.
Yet we still continued.
But we're mad like that. We're hard-shot.
You learn.
You know, we lived in the moment, right? It wasn't, so to appreciate it, you need to freeze it. And then what I would suggest is, as well, when you take them directly out of the freezer, because don't forget they've been in the freezer for a while.
Don't you forget.
Don't you, not for one second.
It's like
second.
A slushy, it's so nice.
Yeah, but you need to leave it sitting there when you take it out of the freezer. Because you literally, you can't even hold the packet because
so
your hands
cold.
Are frozen off you.
Kind of like your heart.
Yeah.
Icy vibes.
Yeah, like your one Elsa vibes.
Yeah.
But yeah, let it sit out, put it out on the counter for a little... Has to be a counter.
If you don't have a, counter, I don't know what
don't,
to tell you.
I don't know.
I don't know I what don't to know. Tell you.
I don't think Parabay is for
you. Need to
you,
invest. Yeah. Parabay for everyone.
Who has a counter.
Who has a counter.
Yeah. But have like, or get an counter installed.
Like, do you know when at the end it's like, RAS regulations, I don't know. It's like, must have a counter. If you don't have a counter.
Counter not included.
Please drink them at someone's house who does have a
counter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So put them on the counter and
step one.
Yeah, put them step on one. And leave them for like about 20 minutes to thaw out a little bit. Yeah. To slushify.
And just while you're waiting on that, just dance.
Just dance.
Just dance. Would you ever dance? God.
You could actually put them in between your thighs and dance and you wouldn't have to put them on the counter.
Your thighs would fall off.
They would.
I don't know how that works anatomically.
No, don't put them in your thighs.
Don't ask.
No.
Your thighs will fall off.
They will.
They will.
They will. You will be
and
sans
the
thighs.
Bottom of your, the bottom of your legs will be grand.
Yeah.
Just the thigh part.
Yeah, gone.
Will fall. And honestly, you can't, not for 1 second do you say I didn't warn you. So if that happens,
you're warned.
Yeah.
You're warned.
Like people are going to think,
it's better than being forewarned.
No,
forewarned is armed, is it? Forearmed or something like that. Forearmed. That's I blame Parabay.
I'm forearmed.
Yeah.
No, what I was going to say, people are going to come in here thinking,
they're going to come at us.
No.
They're going to come for us.
Fucking charge
after
us.
Like bulls.
No, they're going to be there going, oh, I don't have a counter. I'll just use my thighs.
And then what happened? A&E, 2 hours later.
Oh
my thighs fell off.
And then who are they going to come at?
Us. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me my thighs are going to fall. Yes, we did.
We did.
Skip to 3 minutes, 58 seconds.
No, you see, they obviously tuned in when I said maybe put them in between your thighs, but then they didn't.
Or your thighs.
Or your thighs.
Yeah.
Your school ties.
Your skewers.
Your skewers. They probably like turned off or something. Probably heard your voice and turned off.
Excuse me?
Yeah, before we were able to warn them, actually don't put them in between your ties.
The only reason they only heard my voice is because I speak into the microphone.
Oh.
You didn't.
Hand
you
me
couldn't
the
possibly.
Vera for
not
my,
today on this
for
day.
On this day of all day.
You disrespect me in my home.
In my own house.
In my executive chair.
Yeah, and I am in her executive. I'm not doing
because I was. Chair. I couldn't listen to her. I honestly couldn't listen to her.
You fucker.
So I was like, do you know what?
I've Parabay all over me now.
You're destroying the Parabay. Oh my god, dressed in Parabayshes. Parabay couture.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Parabay.
Don't mind if I do.
Thanks, home Parabay.
€10.
€10, 10 quid. No, I think they're only like €3 a pouch.
Are they?
Depends. pouch.
There's a hitch pouch. £300
But that was Centra. Could be quite overpriced. You never know. I have some good news. Right, I'm after getting an email off National Lottery saying, check how much you've won. I was only talking about this earlier, right? Yeah. So I actually follow up from the quitting episode. I quit a job that I hated.
And why did you? Whose advice did you take?
Ernesta.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would Ernesta do?
What would Ernesta do? What's the abbreviation?
WWED.
Yeah.
So not what would Rolly do? What would Ernesta do?
She seems to be. She's after.
She's all knowing.
She's after coming into Kira's.
She's
life.
After coming into my life.
Like she's after doing her hair, right? She's done her hair, and she came into her life, and she's like a guru.
Yeah, she really is.
She's a guru, and it's like Kira went to her with a huge life decision, like a life changing decision, I would say.
Yeah.
What do you think of this top, and should I quit my job?
Yeah.
That, you know.
And she was like, do you know what? Yeah. And I was like, all right.
Your top is shit. So that went in the bin.
What top?
I'm only messing.
Oh, it wasn't very funny.
Then don't put it in. Right, change it. You're not here, are
you? I am here. I'm hello. Present. Here, Miss.
Kira Dalton.
Here, on show. I've never been more on shot in my life.
Yeah, but so we had what would Ernesta do? Right, maybe not the top. Okay, we'll scratch that.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Fucking that bombed.
Yeah.
But yeah, will I quit Clanger. My job?
Clanger.
Clanger. What will I do about my job?
She said, quit your job, girl.
Yeah.
So I did. Yeah, anyway, I was talking about, it's a bit scary how winning the lotto isn't like, oh, I'd love, it's a plan for me.
Yeah, and I was only saying that when you do, like every now and again, like probably once every couple of months, Kira gets this idea that she's winning the lotto.
Yeah. Right?
So she buys this ticket along with like billions of other people. Others. It could be the Euro Millions. So you're talking about billions of other people.
Yeah.
But she is fully convinced.
And I'm raging when I don't win.
Fuming.
Like I'm real, like for fuck's sake. Do you know when it's kind of like, what is it the equivalent of? Like when you, I don't know, you're like
you go for a job interview and you thought you'd done really well.
Or like even more sure than that.
Really? Like, I've done this test and I'm going to pass this. Your driving test, maybe.
I even think it's surer than that. Like,
really?
Yeah, like I feel
really?
Like, do you know, like say when you go in.
Can you picture a footballer going, I'm a football man saying, I'm doing penalties.
The penalties, yeah. At the end when he does the penalties.
Yeah.
And
he's I'm going to get this ball in the goal area.
Yeah. Yeah. Here, lads, don't worry. I'm going to get this ball in the goal area. Not a bother to me.
Job's oxo.
Honestly, lads, get your coats. Because
get your duffel on.
We won't be down here.
Straight for points at the bar, lads.
Not a bother
straight.
To me, girls.
Yeah.
Girls, no bother lads. At all.
Come on. And guess what? The other goalie man.
The goalie man, yeah.
Saves the ball before it gets into the net.
That's how I feel. The goalie man is actually a metaphor for like life grabbing my lotto ticket away.
Yeah, like
isn't
just
it?
Snatching it from your hand, from
so
your grasp.
So rude.
Yeah.
So rude.
Yeah, that goalie man. He's
fucking
just,
goalie
he's
man.
She's the ruination.
He's fucking annoying.
He's like, just doesn't want you to succeed in life.
Fucking goalie man. Goalie I have a picture of the goalie man on a dartboard.
What does he look like?
He's got,
what does he look like?
Okay.
You're so sure when you're like, it's like, he's got,
he's got like, I'd say he's like, right, dark hair, right?
Right.
But
black or brown?
Kind of a mousy brown.
Oh.
Gross. Like.
Yeah, just nothing.
And it's real
thin. It's not blonde, it's not dark.
It's real thin.
Oh,
and it's kind of like
Will on the Wisp.
It's kind of like, do you know when it's short but it sticks up?
Oh, spiky.
Spiky vibes.
Spiky
goalie
vibes.
Man. But, and he's got a goatee.
What colour?
That's down there, isn't it?
It's
that's blonde.
There. That's a goatee.
Mousy brown hair, blonde goatee.
Weird.
Yeah.
Does he dye that? Like, imagine he actually dyed his hair mousy brown. And on the
and he has train track braces
and on the actual dye the box because it's a home dye. It says like
goatee dye.
He didn't go to Ernesto.
No,
it's mousy brown. It says mousy color, mousy brown.
Yeah, and he's real like oh no, I'm happy enough with the color. Like I want to keep the color of me hair. But
is he from Cork?
I don't know where I'm from.
Or is he from Limerick? You do a good Limerick.
He's I don't Limerick. Really.
You do.
Well, just kind of like slow and... No, sure, I'm a goalie man. Like, I don't really know. Like, I'll have whatever. I'll be Latin. I'll have a crisp sandwich.
Ready salted.
Do you have ready salted? Do you have prawn cocktail?
Prawn. Which Parrot Bay flavour would you like, Mr. Goalie Man?
I don't drink. Do you have any non-alcoholic Parrot Bay, do you? No, I'll just have a match in the morning with Goalie Man. I'm a goalie
I
man.
I just have a cordial.
No, and then it's
a
like...
A squash.
Yeah, yeah. Let's have a squash. And then he's like, he's out for dinner, right, with the lads. He's like, could I get a margarita pizza, please?
Oh, I hate him with every fibre of my body. Right?
How annoying he is. And then he fucking stops me from winning the lotto. Like,
I know.
Oh, the fucking neck of him, honestly.
Oh my
like.
God, he's a narcissist.
And then it's so annoying because I have to be, I can't be like really rude to him. So I'm kind of like.
Why not?
Hiya. What's his name, do you think?
Martin.
Martin, yeah.
Yeah.
But he, like. His friends tried to give him something and tried to start calling him Marto or something. He was like,
yeah.
No, Martin's fine. Martin's fine, girl, lads, honestly. No, Martin, honestly. And they're like, fuck's sake. We were trying to add a bit of depth to your
His
character.
His name is Martin John or Martin Philip or something like that.
Martin Philip.
Martin Philip.
O'Hare.
O'Hare. No. I just be fair, Martin.
Hi, it's Martin, yeah. And he's real gets a glass of water in the pub. Like not even like a pint of blackcurrant or
a glass of milk.
Oh my god, a glass of milk. That, do you know if I was on a first date with a fella and he ordered a glass
just
of milk?
Have a glass of milk.
Yeah, just have a glass of milk.
Yeah, it's gotta have a match in the morning.
Goalie man. Goalie man, is it?
God, I want team Goalie does he man. Play for?
He's loads of ear hair as well.
Oh
yeah. Real skinny.
Really?
Very skinny man.
Is he tall?
Very skinny man, that girly man. Yeah, real tall.
Real tall, like, real like tall. Unnaturally tall.
But he only has a size 3 shoe.
I picture him having tremendously long legs, but so a tiny long. Torso.
So long.
A tiny torso.
Such a small torso. Like dad in reverse.
He's just legs up to his ears.
Legs 11.
And the tiniest little body.
Yeah. And real long arms though.
Yeah, as well, obviously. Of course. Like to match his legs. Yeah. Like he's not a freak.
But
so he's snatching your lotto ticket from your grasp.
Yeah, so I really feel like I'm destined to win this. And you know, when I bought the first lotto ticket this time round was when I hadn't quit that job yet.
Yeah.
And I was sitting on a shift.
And
I'm shifting some bloke. And I said,
you know what I'm like.
Hang on there. Time out for a sec. Gonna buy a lotto ticket for this evening.
On your phone.
Yeah.
Asking your phone.
No, it'll only be a second. I'm just doing quick picks. Just doing quick picks. Hang on. Just be a sec.
Hold on.
We're actually now in a minute.
Maybe the bonus ball as well.
Hold that thought. So I bought a ticket and I was like, no, this has to happen. Like,
yeah, it's imperative.
Because I was kind of like, I don't want to...
It's mandatory.
It's fundamental.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So got an email and I was like, you've won. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Finally.
I knew it.
Fucking didn't knew. I tell you?
What did I say? Lads.
No, seriously.
Seriously.
No. Martin, come
you
on.
Tell them. No, Martin, she didn't. No, she did.
No, I remember her saying.
No, she did.
I remember her saying a couple of times, actually.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah, sure. Pass me milk.
Yeah. Martin, you've just got a bit of
milk
on
your
tash. Anyway, false alarm. Right, actually, right. But like, I won a tenner.
Right.
So basically, I won enough to buy another ticket.
But it alerts you. You have won.
Yeah.
Check your account.
And I wonder, that's what I was only thinking. I was like, I wonder if you do win, like proper win.
Do they go, oh my fuck? fucking God, check your account. Like,
how do they scream over email?
I don't know.
Cap
like,
lock caps in bold.
Check your account. Like, with a
yup, you pup. Yeah. Yeah.
They have to do so. Yeah. They can't just check your account and you log in and it's like, you've won €1 million.
Yeah.
That's like, they can't. They have to build that shit up a little bit.
They couldn't
bit more.
Possibly. Would you say you get a call?
I'd say I'd someone would call to your door.
And I'd be like, I don't know that number. They'd be like, not answering it. And I'd be like, hello.
Miss Dalton.
To the really old Miss door that we have.
Yeah.
It's like a Lemony Snicket. Yeah. You know, when you walk into the house. So anyway, yeah, I won a tenner. So I was like, right, I'll just buy another one. Then I won €9. So I was like, okay, I'll buy another one.
That's a little bit.
But it was still enough to buy another ticket.
Yeah.
So I bought another one. Then I didn't win. Mm. But I only entered the million draw tonight.
Sure, like what would you be doing with a million? That'd be a hindrance.
They'll keep it.
That'd be honestly, more of a hindrance than a help.
Will I see how much I won?
Yeah. Okay, live. Here, live. This,
imagine I actually won right now, live.
What would you do?
I like, there's no way I'd be editing this tomorrow.
No,
I'd be,
you'd hire someone.
I'd hire Doonal.
Doonal?
Shout out to Doonal. You'd be editing this. Doonal? A fucking mate of mine.
A friend of the pot. A
fucking mate of mine. Oh,
sorry. No, what did you win?
$9.50.
So you're going back up again. You went from 10 to 9 to 9.50.
I know.
So that's not bad now.
Fucking region.
No, but like to have 3 wins in a row, like that's not bad going.
Yeah.
Like I'm normally like you'd be doing the lotto for like 15 million years and like you'd win a fiver.
Yeah. That is statistically accurate.
Yeah.
The rest
well,
of
me and your dad, I love him.
Imagine you just
with all my heart.
Imagine there was an episode where you just kept talking about how much you loved him.
I love the way he looks at me. I love his eyes. I love his fingernails.
Really?
His fingernails.
Oh God, they're lovely.
Oh, they're fabulous. His toes, the way they curl. Oh, no, I can't. I'm sorry, I can't even pretend.
No, that's a while.
No,
will
disgusting.
You talk into the mic, maybe?
Oh, pull is that okay?
Pull it back towards you.
Right there. It's on my nose.
See what she does? See, this is what I mean. We were actually getting on fine.
It's on my nose. Did you ever see that cartoon of the little fella and he's like, you just see his nose and his eyes up
yeah,
on the wall. That's me.
Yeah,
your dad actually done something really, really nice.
What?
He texted me when I was in work the other day and he said, I have a surprise for you. And the last time he said that to me, it was when we were dating and he told me in work, he says, I have a surprise for you. And I was like, what is it? And I was trying to act all cash.
Like you didn't
what
care.
Is it? Like I didn't care. And got home or whatever and he arrived over and he was like, right, close your eyes, open your hands.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And I was like, come on, just stop, like, you know, try to act all uninterested. And he put something in my hands and I opened my eyes and it was a suitcase strap. Yeah.
What do you mean?
A suitcase strap. But a strap like, for a suitcase.
Why? Did you need one?
No. He thought it was hilarious that he'd built me up all day saying that he had a surprise for me. And I think it was someone, he found it or someone gave
That's
it to him.
That's nearly as bad as your joke you told.
That's really cruel. Suitcase strap.
I just think it's stupid.
Yeah,
like.
It was so stupid. I was looking, I was so fucking annoyed.
Yeah.
So annoyed at him. I was like, that's not funny. Like,
no, it's actually not. Like, yeah.
But it was real shit. Like, it was awful. So he texted me and he was like, have a surprise for you. Like, and yeah. I was there going, what is it? Another suitcase strap? Like, because I've literally, right, it's been 27 years and I've carried that with me.
Yeah.
For 27 years. And I was like, it's not another suitcase strap, is it? And he goes, no. He says, I actually can't hold me piss. So we're 20 years married. 20 years married in October. So your father has pulled one out of the bag.
Yeah.
And he's booked us a week, like a 3 nights in Rome.
Rome.
Rome. I one am of the cities of love.
So excited for you.
I am like,
it's
buzzing.
Literally.
Boy done good.
He did. Like, yeah. That's one of the most romantic cities.
Did you make him do it?
No, like he was sitting there, right? And he was like, I want to book. Like I was down in the kitchen as well. And he was like, I want to book a trip for me and your mom in for our anniversary. And yeah. He was like, I was thinking, what's that place in? Do you know the place? Your man,
Sam,
one of his friends said it was deadly.
Mr. Goalie Man?
No, not Mr. Goalie Man.
Sabla.
Real weird name.
Weird name hotel. Is it in the country somewhere?
No, it's not in Ireland. It's a different place. Bratislava, is it?
Oh, yeah, I think
so. Was he talking about that?
Yeah, I think he was.
He was like, thinking Bratislava. And I was like, I was kind of like, why don't you book Rome? Because
yeah,
I've been telling
neither
you.
Neither of us have been and we both want to go.
I was saying it for like tears for ages, like you have to go.
Like you literally went and came back and booked again to go.
Like we went 2 times in the 1 year. Like it was.
That's how good it was.
Stunning. Like, and yeah. I'd go back tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't you book Rome? I was like, it's just so lovely. Like, you, yeah. I know you'd have a ball.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, it's just real deer. And I was like, right, I'll help you look.
Mongol as deer.
He had it in his head, it was real deer. And then I found like a hotel and all. And I was like.
And it looks lovely.
It looks fab.
And like, it looks like it's central and everything.
It's only like 1.7K from the center.
I need to be carried to the center though.
Yeah. Yeah. Naturally. It's my anniversary. It's your anniversary. Yeah. All you can do is be in love. Yeah. That's all.
We're just going to spend the whole time just staring at each other.
Like,
no, no.
The waiter will be like, "What you
want?"
No,
just
like,
eye contact. We'll point to the bits on the menu how while we're still
and
looking.
And you have to have one eye looking at Dad and one eye looking at the menu.
Obviously.
You have to like raise it in your vision and then kind of
I just want
help.
Love to be the whole.
Today is love.
Yeah.
That's what you need
three
to just
days
be saying.
Of fucking love.
No, just the one day of your anniversary. No, the 3 days of love, but one day of intense love.
Intense love. I want him to have memorized every inch of my face by the end of that day and to actually get to the point of hating my face
and never wanting to see
never wanting to look me in the eye again. That's how
that's what anniversaries are about.
I thought it was
weird that someone wouldn't
some
think
people
that.
Don't I don't know
okay
yeah
some sucks. Okay.
Okay.
Have fun in that relationship.
I give it a year.
Yeah, I was like, you have to.
Yeah.
And then he was like delighted with himself.
Oh, so delighted. I'm so chuffed.
It's amazing.
Like, there's a couple of places, like if he had said Prague, I'd love to go to Prague.
Yeah.
We went to Budapest 2 years ago.
Because I felt like you've already been there, like try somewhere new.
Loved
it's gorgeous, like.
But yeah, Rome, never been, absolutely loved. And you know what I love? The fact is, your dad has been to so many places that I haven't been. That's another little dig.
Yeah. You're just giving him praise, and you're.
I know. I give it with one hand and
take
then
with
take
the other.
It away.
Yeah. No, with the same hand.
Oh, with the same hand. Yeah. Yeah, the two of us haven't been there, so that's what I'm like.
Yeah, that's why
chuffed.
It's ideal. Like neither of you have been to Italy.
Yeah.
But these are gonna have to be rolled home.
I know. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
One thing I would say, get the pasta.
Yeah,
because,
I love pasta.
But pasta is like, it's nicer there than you'll ever get anywhere else. Pizza, I feel like so many places have perfected pizza.
Yeah, they've got it down pat.
Like,
have
you'll
it.
Get an unreal pizza, obviously. But pasta all the way.
Pasta is their forte, obviously.
All the way.
Yeah. No, I would. I'd love...
Yeah.
I love me a bit of pasta.
But yeah, I'm so excited for you. Like, I was literally like, oh my God, I'm so jealous.
And none of this could be made possible without you's mind and Killian, so thank you.
You're
so,
welcome.
Yeah, can't wait. Absolutely buzzing.
Off your tits.
Off my tits. Can't
and
wait.
You's about to be fully vaccinated by then. You won't need to worry about any kind of, like, you'll have your vaccine passport.
Yeah, be delighted.
Yeah, jet setting.
Jet setting, fucking motherfuckers.
Flying first class. On Ryanair. Up in the sky.
Wishy wishy. I don't know the
living
words.
Living my life.
Okay,
I have like a quick quiz.
Oh. Ask your mom.
Your mom. Your mom? Your mom.
Your mom.
Your girl prepared.
Okay. Give it
right,
to
so
me.
I need to find out this. I was thinking about it and I was like, you think you're a real cool mom, right?
I am. I'm not a cute mom.
I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
I'm one of the cool moms.
So... I'm going to give you a quiz to decide if you're a cool mom.
Yeah.
Just found this online.
If I'm down with the kids.
I don't know if it's down with the kids. I think it's just like, are you a cool mom?
Okay,
go on. How do you check that your kids did their homework? Do you sit with them as they do it? I ask and they know better than to lie. I don't expect them to, or I don't. If they didn't do it, they will face consequences and learn.
I sit with them while they're doing it.
Okay.
Oh, that's only because I didn't with you, though. So it's a different answer for the different kids.
Okay.
No, but hold on. You're just glazing over that.
I mean, I want to see if you're a cool mom now. So I guess
right. Okay.
Okay. Do you take evenings off just to be yourself? Never. Rarely. Once a week. Yes. Sure. Whenever I want.
Sure. Whenever I want. 100%.
Do your kids secretly think you're kind of cool? No. I hope so. Yes. Somewhat. If you say somewhat, you're not cool, are you?
I wouldn't say somewhat, but
I think actually yes, which is weird to me, but hey, I like it.
No, I'd say somewhat because sometimes you think I am, sometimes you absolutely think I'm not.
Okay. Are you involved in things like the PTA and the local community?
No.
So would you say, nah, they're full of joiners?
Yeah. No, they're just clicky load of arseholes.
That's the only close answer to that.
Clicky arseholes. And they're just busybodies.
One of them is, of course, I am one of the most powerful moms.
No, me bollocks.
What's your typical non-workday uniform? Slacks and a pristine blouse.
What?
Jeans and a t-shirt or tank. A slinky dress and heels or a maxi dress?
None of the above.
I feel like jeans and a t-shirt
maybe,
would probably
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but like.
How often do you hang out one-on-one with each of your kids just to have fun? Every couple of months, whenever they'll let me. We have a special night every week that alternates between them. Probably more than once a week.
Probably more than once a week, I'd say.
How do you feel about the mommy wars?
What's that mean?
I don't get what that
Come
is.
Come here, there's a bit of a rustle. A Russell Grant. A Russell Crowe.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay, go
I'm
for
I'm flying first class.
Right, what were you saying?
Sorry. the mommy wars. What
the fuck is
wars?
The mommy wars?
The mommy wars. I will win them for the career women. I try not to get sucked in. I just want to do me, you know. They're very important and I'm fighting for the housewives or they're so dumb. I don't care about them. I don't even know what they are.
I don't. Is it like the mommy wars? Is it like you're a good mom, I'm a bad mom or oh, maybe. I'm better than you? So what's the...
The options are I will win them for the career women. I try not to get sucked in. I just want to do me, you know,
yeah,
probably
that one.
Yeah. Very you. Who else does childcare for your kids? No one. I am their mom. Lots of people. Grandparents, neighbor, nanny, daycare. And of course their father does his equal share. I do most of it, but they also have nannies, their dad, other relatives.
I suppose their dad, other relatives, wouldn't it be? Because it'd be the only people that mind my kids are me.
There's some amount of minding in me, to be fair.
No, like Killian, obviously. Me, your dad, and yous.
Yeah.
That's all that minds.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Yeah.
How old were your kids when they were able to make their own breakfast and dress themselves? 12, 8, 4, or I still do those things for them, even though they know how.
Probably about 8, wouldn't it have been?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Do you get guilt when you spend money on yourself?
Yeah, I do actually a little bit.
So.
Not hugely, but a little bit.
Would you say, of course, that's selfish?
No.
No, I earn the money. It's mine.
No.
Not as long as I get something for my kids too.
Yeah, I'd be a bit like that.
Okay. What do you wear in the school run? You don't really do a school run.
I know, but I used to.
A fabulous frock, heels, full makeup?
Hello, no.
Whatever I put on after I fell out of bed, a nice wrap dress or the suit I'm wearing to work.
Oh, I suppose whatever I found when I got out of bed, like.
When your kids are being bratty, what do you do? Discipline them severely, ignore them, I don't reward that nonsense. Go somewhere else for a while or try to placate.
Placate.
Try to placate them with money and gifts.
No, what do I do? I don't take shit from bold kids. I don't like bold kids.
Would you ignore them? I don't reward that nonsense.
Yeah, kind of. Like, I don't entertain it. Like,
okay.
I never did. I don't entertain.
Do you say no when it needs saying?
Oh, fucking right, I do.
Too fucking much. I say it all the time.
Yeah, when it needs saying, absolutely.
What
no
is
problem.
Your go-to punishment? Time out and loss of privileges, like screen time? I don't have one. To the extent that I have one, it's grounding. Shutting them in a room with nothing in it, plus spanking.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it said unwrapping on the knuckles. But
what the fuck?
With a ruler.
Oh my God, is this from the 1920s?
It needs to be reported, like.
Like what? Like, I used to, like, with Jews, it would have been, like, I would have grounded you. There was no point with the other kids. Didn't really go anywhere. But, like, I'd take off, like, your phone, I suppose. So, screen time,
screen
I suppose.
Time. If you found out your 16-year-old vandalized property, what would you do? Would you say, punish them very severely? Honestly, I'd freak out and shout a lot, then say, I hope they didn't get hurt. I would encourage their artistic ability or their kids. What are you going to do?
I'd probably make his clean it.
That's not an option.
But that's what I do. Like I'd drag his over and I'd make his fucking scrub the wall.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like pick something close to that.
Do you describe your children as your best friends?
No.
No, we're friendly and close, but not friends.
Yeah.
How much of your life outside your children and husband do you maintain? How much of a life outside your children and husband? I have a very high powered career. but absolutely all my other time is for them. None at all. A healthy one where I work enough and play enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. At what age should a child have their own phone?
Right, okay.
Only once they go to college.
What?
Yeah. Not until middle school and even then. What is middle school?
I don't know.
They can take it into their room. They can't take it into their room until they're 15.
Oh, who are these parents?
What the fuck? 5 or 8? I got one when I was 8.
Yeah, about 8, I suppose. But like,
a bit early,
depends
wasn't
on
it,
the
then?
Child. Yeah, you got yours earlier than I let the other two.
Would you let your child pierce their ears?
Yeah, but not too young.
Only age 8 or older?
Yeah.
How much do you worry over decisions you make as a mom? Not at all. I'm doing the right thing. a healthy amount, I think. Healthy constantly amount. Or probably less than I should.
Healthy amount. There's something going on with a fizzle or a fuzzle or...
Something with a fizzle.
Something with a fuzzle. Fizzle.
Fuzzle. Fizzle.
Fizzle.
Fizzle. During a normal day, what percentage of the things you say to your child are requirements, advice or instruction? 90% or higher, about 30%, 10% or lower, or 25% or so?
Say about 25%.
She's not a regular mom. She's a cool mom.
She's a cool mom.
How strict is bedtime in your house? Well, it was when we were younger, but yeah, it's non-existent now.
That's your dad's fault. I'll leave that boy alone. Oh.
Would you say it's not negotiable? I don't enforce it very hard, but it exists. Probably that one. If your child finishes eating before everyone else, can they leave the table?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
I don't do that.
I'm not a fascist. That's the answer.
Is it? Yeah. I wouldn't be like...
One of them is we don't eat at a table together. We actually don't.
I know, and Gillian always goes mad over that. But we can't. We're all on different schedules, like.
And we all eat different... Like, it's not like we, like...
There's no family meal made.
There's no one meal that everyone will eat, like.
No. Because we have a pesky, a vegetarian, a really bad eater.
Really fussy eaters as well. Yeah. What's your position on the talk, aka the birds and the bees?
Yeah.
I constantly ask them to talk to me and share my old stories so they know I'm human like them. We will discuss it when they're 14 and ready.
No.
We have a series of age appropriate talks throughout the childhood so they know they can ask me anything.
Yeah.
Be honest, do you sometimes live vicariously through your kids' achievements? Yes, I have my own too, but theirs are very important once in a while, but I know what's wrong. Of course, what else is there? Or nah, I have a life.
What would you say for that? Like,
vicariously through your kids?
I don't think
you live vicariously through our achievements. I think you like applaud our achievements and stuff. I don't think you try and like...
No. So you answer
I know
that,
it okay. sounds bad, like, nah, I have a life, but like, it's kind of true.
Yeah.
Because like, no.
No, but like, I love your achievements, but like, I don't...
You have your own life to have your own achievements. Like, you don't need...
No, I don't need it, but I like it.
But I think living vicariously is... Isn't it kind of insinuating that it's like...
I don't know. That's a difficult one.
Isn't it? Maybe, yes, I have my own too, but theirs are very important.
Yeah, well, that's how I'd feel.
If your child said they weren't going to college, how would you feel about that?
I'd be fine.
That's their choice, man. Absolutely. Just live here.
Yeah. Yeah. College is not for everyone. No. 100%.
Do you know the names of your children's teachers?
Well, I only have one.
Answers are so weird. Of course, I have them memorized along with their emails and phone numbers.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's mostly a stalker.
Of course, we're friends. Who's
what?
Friends with their kids' teachers? I don't even know what they look like. Poor Gillian, it's probably true.
Well, that's because of COVID.
It's COVID.
No, but like, I know his teachers' names and like 100% and always have.
So would you say mostly?
Yeah. But like, when you go to secondary school and on, you know those parent-teacher meetings and you're meeting with about 20 of them and I meet them and I literally, it's like the second I walk away from them, I've such a bad memory.
Like, I remember in secondary school, you'd be like, oh, what did they say? And you'd be like...
I had to write it down.
You'd be like,
was like, you were doing grand and, you know.
You'd be like, oh, good, I think.
Yeah, like, they were like, but like, I'd walk, unless they had something significant that stood out on them, like a big, like extra nipple on their forehead or something like that.
Yeah, and
there were a few. I didn't remember them. Yeah. I was like, is he the one with the really small hands? Or was she the one with the like... giant fucking
with the willy on her face,
as a nose
slapping against her,
no,
her fella was just there, like, she brought her fella with her, like, she'd no one to mind him,
unless like, but
she's sitting there, she's like, it settles him.
You know,
slapping it, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't mind, do you?
He's a devil, but sure, you know, what can you do?
Can't live without him.
What are they like?
Oh, stop. The things we put up with. Oh.
He's a devil, that fella.
Oh, divilene.
Oh, he just have it out any fucking
any chance he gets.
Slapping it again, like a wet fish.
I don't get a minute.
Wakes me up in the morning. First
tell
thing.
You, yeah.
Wake up to that every morning, see how you feel.
Slap in the face with a willy. That'll wake you up.
Yeah.
Right. Does your child get an allowance? Yes, but there are a couple of strings attached.
No.
No, but they can ask me for money whenever they want.
Yeah.
If your child disagrees with you on a big moral question, how do you resolve it? So they will have to learn to behave better. We agree to disagree and I hope they change their mind. I try to understand their side and shut up about mine. That's life. It doesn't need resolving.
Yeah, a bit like that.
Yeah. You'd be more, I feel like you'd be like really open to like...
I learn more from you than you learn from me, I think, in relation to an awful lot of...
Like opinions and stuff.
A lot, yeah. And like, I mean, there's an awful lot of issues. Not issues, I wouldn't call them issues, but like...
political issues though,
and gender, and you know, all these new things that are coming up. Not, they're not new, but they're being highlighted more now. And I feel like I learned from yous on it, because our generation would have been taught differently or had different views. And I feel like I learned from what you say.
Yeah.
And I'm open to listening to...
You are, like...
Yeah, I love hearing, like, where yous are coming from on that.
It's good to make an informed decision. Yeah. Like, you're making up your mind, having heard other people's...
Yeah. It's important, though,
but
as
I think
well.
That's a really nice quality, like, being open to hearing other people's views. Because I feel like if you're narrow-minded, you're never going to, like, learn or grow. Do you know what I mean? No. Like, even I would have quite strong... Not, well, I feel like I've strong views, but I'm also so open to hearing other people's takes on things. And my views have altered.
Oh, they do change. They like change your whole life, probably. Absolutely.
Okay, very good. You got slightly cool.
Oh.
Low intensity, mom. So you're cool, and even your kids think so, but you're not trying to be cool.
I'm happy with that. That's actually all right.
You don't join the PTA or the Homeowners Association, and you don't enforce curfews or helicopter over your kids' homework. You trust them to figure stuff out. Your coolness comes from your indifference. Fair.
I just don't give a shit.
Yeah. The only problem is that sometimes it means your kids can be left adrift, which can be really hard on them. Sometimes being the uncool jerk who says, I'm making you wake up early / do your homework / eat your vegetables because I love you is the coolest thing you can do.
Oh, fuck off.
But you know what? I think the difference is, like, we're grown up now.
Yeah. So I would have been a lot stricter when you were small.
Like, your mothering has... It like changed. Developed. Yeah. Like, I'm sure if you had done that quiz when we were younger.
Oh, I was like so strict on bedtime and routine and food. And if you didn't eat your dinner, you didn't get your treat after. Yeah. And I was like, absolutely. And especially with you, more so than any of the others. Like, I was very, very strict on...
I suppose it's just like being a first time mom, isn't it?
Yeah. Where you went, and I'd watch out and I'd check your phone, and I'd, you know, I wouldn't do that now.
Yeah.
You know, I think I understand as well the importance of your kids, no matter what age they are, they need privacy and they have to have stuff that there's, you don't need to know absolutely 100%
everything that's going on.
You need to have your eye on the ball though.
Yeah.
You do need to have
your eye on
the ball.
It's probably a hard balance
to
get.
And I think the age you need to have your eye on the ball is age 13, 14.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
First year, second year, that's when shit starts happening. And if you take, I think they're the most pivotal years in your teenager's life. They've just gone into secondary school.
Yeah.
They've made new friends. They usually take a while before they settle into their friends. It's when alcohol starts. It's when the boys and the girls start. It's...
Yeah.
Definitely, I think that is a very important year. Like, and like, it's such an adjustment going into secondary school. It's like, what the heck? Like, you're still a kid, but you're...
A direct quote from me.
What the heck?
What the heck?
What the heck? And you're still a kid, but you're grown up.
Yeah, you know? It's weird. It's a weird...
I'm not
And
a
everyone's
girl,
so awkward.
Not yet a woman. Yeah, I'm happy with that kind of synopsis. That's all right.
Yeah, slightly
I don't,
cool,
like, I wouldn't want to be this totally down with the kids, like, because that's not my job, you know.
That is not
that
my
is
job.
That's not my job. I'm not that's your true. Friend.
You don't you get know? Paid enough for this
no,
shit.
No, I don't.
No.
I don't get paid anything for this shit.
No, really?
No.
Nothing at all.
No. But yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm down
I feel
with
like
that.
That's a good...
Yeah, cool with that.
A good...
What kind of a mother would you think you'd be?
I think I'd be fairly similar.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I think probably, like, a bit... Like I said, the way you would have been with us when we were smaller. Younger, but slightly less...
Strict?
Maybe a little bit. Like, I don't mean, like, you were really strict or anything, but you know what I mean? Like, just kind of... Not as strict on routine and, do you know.
I am telling you, Kira, I'm not even messing. Routine is the key to a happy child. A child needs to know, especially a young child, needs to know where they stand. They like...
But they can't stand yet.
When they stand.
Okay.
But they have to know, they thrive on routine. When they know what time they wake up, what time lunch is, what time... they're going to bed at, like, all those little routines, they know where they are, and you take them out of those little routines and they're like kind of flapping in the wind, do you know what I mean?
It's
so, my mother gave me that advice, it's one of the best advice that she did give me, was routine, and people slagged me at the time, and I remember they used to be like, oh Jesus, fuck's sake, does it really matter if they go to bed at 8 or 8:30, but it does, and it's like, they're out of sorts if you don't, anyone could mind you.
Yeah.
I could have anyone mind you. I literally had everyone minding you. Everyone. But anyone could mind you because I would know at 8 o'clock you were in bed, you were asleep, and you woke up the next morning and you were full of beans, full of life, and you had a full night's sleep.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was a bit more extreme on you, but it is the way to go with kids.
Yeah.
They need that security in the routine and they thrive on it.
I think that was Martin's issue. He never had routine.
Yeah.
None.
Mr. Goalie Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Martin Phillips.
Mr. Goalie Man. No, I'm a goalie man.
Yeah. I'm a goalie. I used to just go to bed wherever I wanted when I was a child.
No, it was just me anyway.
Mammy Goalie Man just used to let me.
No, she was deadly. She was very cool, man.
She was cool. Yeah. Cool. It didn't matter what time we went to bed at.
Yeah.
You know, and breakfast I'd have for me dinner, and dinner I'd have at tea time. And
yeah. Very religious woman. Very religious woman.
God bless her. Yeah. God bless her.
Oh, yeah. Poor Al Martin. I give him a terrible time.
I know.
He's only doing his job. Yeah, but he
stopped you winning the lotto.
Yeah, he really
did. But yeah, me and your dad can't have that conversation. We can't have the lotto conversation.
About who's going to...
No, we always end up fighting. Yeah. Always end up fighting because he reckons I'm
having
giving...
a go, like,
I'm,
fighting.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's grand, Lorna. Sure, you give it to Mary up the road and... Sure, Brian needs a new shed and Philip up the road. Yeah, you can give that to him. And
show
like,
them a couple of grand.
Sure, look, you know, give it to them all. Like, and go up to the Scientology place and all. Sure, maybe we could do it a few quid and all. Like, he maintains I'm giving it to everyone. Because there's certain people in my life that I would consider family.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be actual family. And they would mean a lot to me and I'd love to help.
Yeah.
Certain people who are struggling out.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And he's like, oh, she's just giving it to fucking everyone, like.
Handing it out on the street. Yeah. Here, do you want a couple of grand?
Yeah, no problem. No, brilliant. But obviously you look after your kids. I think setting your kids up for the future, but not handing them everything.
I feel either. Like, yeah, like if you had kids, say under 18, I'd probably just put it away.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't be giving it at 18.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give them free range to, like, that's it, they're going out and they're going to blow that. Like,
yeah.
You could invest in property for them or something like that. Yeah. You know? But it's actually gives you a headache even thinking about it, doesn't it?
But I know I'd go on holidays to think about it.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to. That. And I tell no one.
This I know.
Would you tell anyone?
I tell. But I feel like if I told you, you'd tell everyone in Scholars.
I would? Why would I tell everyone?
You'd be like, I only told Antoinette and Deborah and Lorraine and fucking...
I wouldn't.
You would. You can't hold your piss.
I wouldn't tell
you'd be like,
that.
No, don't say anything.
Don't say nothing to no one.
No.
You know, between myself and yourself. No. Now, you know.
No, you can't. So she'd kill me if she knew I was telling you.
Don't say this to anyone.
She'd kill me.
Now, listen. Say nothing to no one, right? But she's only after going to win the fucking lot.
Kira's after winning the lot. That's like what?
What the fuck what are you
talking? Kira's after winning the lot. Shh.
Tell no one. Say nothing to fucking no one. Yeah. No, I wouldn't tell
you
anyone.
You would. You tell everyone.
Why would I tell anyone?
You would.
That?
You can't hold your piss.
I can hold my piss. And I do hold. Well, physically, I can't physically, hold my piss.
Physically, no. Not but since the accident.
No.
But emotionally.
Emotionally, I can hold my piss.
Do you think?
Don't discredit my piss holding techniques and abilities.
I don't know. You like that. You're right.
Yeah.
I couldn't possibly comment.
Don't you come for that.
Yeah. Come for a lot of things.
Yeah.
But not
my piss holding abilities.
You've gone too far.
You just over the line.
Once again.
Yeah, yet again.
She shoots. She doesn't score because Martin caught it.
Yeah. Fuck you, Martin.
Oh. Honestly.
Oh, sorry. But that's my job. That's my job. That's what I do.
Fuck you, Martin.
It's the legs and the arms. Yeah, it's just really there's nowhere long. For the ball to go.
My torso is just so small. There's not much else for me out there, you know. Not very many tops that fit me. It just hangs there. Looks like a dress.
They all look like dresses. Every time I get
specially made.
I get crop tops. It's the only thing
that. That's all. Mommy used to cut them for me, but she's dead.
She's gone
now.
Yeah. R.I.P. Mommy.
Yeah. Oh, God bless her soul.
She's a wonderful woman.
I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you later.
Later. Oh, God.
So, yeah. That's what's up.
That's what's happening. You know? Yeah, so that happened.
So that's the thing. You know. You're getting all the maths.
Yeah, I really am. Well, they're in your room.
Yeah.
I used to be at a stage where I couldn't sleep if there was a fly or a moth or anything like that in my room.
Yeah.
And I'm like a fucking ninja now.
I can't sleep because I know I sleep with my mouth wide open. Oh, and I'm going to ingest
it. He's going to nest in there. He's getting it. He's nesting in your mouth.
You go get eaten. Boy.
You're going to die.
Boy, and I'm not even going to know I'm doing it. I pity the fool.
Silly, silly moth.
Like, I'm like, no, I won't eat at him before bed. I know, yeah. I'll have a few picky bits tonight. Yeah. Something small.
Fly, a moth. Little mini spider.
Few spittles.
Little money spider. You know. Yeah. Be grand.
No. I'm trying to lose a bit. So.
Yeah. Nothing too big. No, but you didn't watch The Karate Kid, did you?
No, I actually didn't.
And it's like Mr. Miyagi teaches him how to catch a fly with chopsticks.
Brilliant.
I'm like,
that's
that.
Like you.
That's me.
Yeah.
But like, I used to be terrified. Like, I'd be like screaming, Lee, there's a moth in there. I can't sleep. Ah! Like that. And he'd have to come up like on his white horse.
Yeah.
Charging into the bedroom.
Tiny legs. Yeah. Fucking cocktail sausage legs.
Yeah, and he'd like, you know, karate chops the spider or the moth or something like that. But no, I'm doing that shit myself. I'm an independent.
You're an
woman.
Inspiration.
I really am.
To me and every other human being.
I am.
In
I
this am. Country. I'll see you later. I'm off on. I'm off home alone.
Do you think he needs an extra long bed, or do you think it's a normal size bed? Because
no, it evens out, like.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like tall man, but like,
yeah, like nothing, tiny
crazy
body.
Like,
does man. He have why a tiny arse?
Why do we? No, his arse is
huge.
Yeah, no, his
is
arse
it bulbous?
Is, I don't know. No, because this is tiny at the very top. Yeah, but it looks really weird because it looks like it's halfway up his back.
Oh, like it's just an extension of his back.
Yeah,
it's like a slit at the end of his back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, sure,
sure, sure,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Asher, you know yourself.
Yeah, yeah. That I find that so funny when people do that. Dad Asher. Does that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when your dad's on a phone call, he mentions the person's name about 20 million times.
Yeah, you're never wondering who he's talking to.
Thanks, Martin. No, that's Graham Martin. Fair play to you, Martin. Like, yeah. No, that's brilliant. No, your top's here, Martin. I'll send it over to crop top. You orange.
Fair play to you, not match you today. Yeah.
Oh, it was a great
brilliant
save.
Performance.
Great save.
Yeah.
Great day. Fair play. You were Martin. Like you were all over the place.
All right,
you know,
Martin.
All right.
Grand Martin. Listen, yeah. I'll talk
Listen,
to you later, Martin.
All the best, Martin.
See you later.
Yeah, spot on, Martin. Hardy man, Martin.
Thanks, Millie Martin.
Yeah, all right, straw balls. What's
Martin,
the story, Martin?
Martin.
Hairy
Martin.
Hole. He'd often answer the phone and go, all right, Hairy Hole.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's fucking
that's
lovely.
That's disgusting.
Or all right, straw balls.
Fuck's sake. So yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, and look, you know. It is what it is.
And then at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
And remember I said that to you? Remember I told you?
You did. But you have to bear in mind.
But no, because I didn't go on about it because I knew you wouldn't listen and it would take you finding out.
But I was the one who brought it up in the first place. Yes, it was a couple of days before that.
Yeah, but ma'am, you're a lot older than me.
I know I am, but.
And you think it would take you, like, you'd realise quicker. I'm like. Half your age.
Yeah, but it was fast tracked.
I know it was at a fast, brisk pace.
No, it was being fast tracked. I organised that. I rang Sarah and I asked her.
You
and
didn't
she
have
said
her number. Where did
I
you get her number?
I had her
I
number.
I gave you her number.
You didn't give
I
me.
Did.
You see, you always think you're the one that gave me the number. I had the number.
I'm always the one that gives you the number.
I had it from the last
Everyone's
time.
Everyone's number you have, I
remember
given
the time
you.
With the pillow and we couldn't find out where it was from.
The pink one.
The pink one.
Yeah.
And I said to you, Sarah will know. And I rang Marion. Marion knows Paul.
Marion hates you.
Yeah, well, I'm not too fond of
her
myself.
So she's probably bullshit.
Anyway, fuck her, like.
Yeah.
She rang Paul.
Yeah.
Paul who went to karate.
Madrid.
No.
Karate in Madrid. He'd done a tournament there.
You're fucking right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah. With Miguel.
They're not talking anymore.
Now. I know, it
hurts. Do you know yeah, why? I know. Won't say it on this.
No, I know. Okay. I know. I can't believe that. The Go
sex.
On, say it. I know.
Yeah.
The intercourse. Yeah.
The coitus. Yeah.
I don't blame Miguel now.
No.
That.
I don't know. I'm sure he needed it, like, really, didn't he?
He did. You know, and look.
After everything that happened.
And if the want is there, you know, if you've got an itch, what do you do?
There's obviously a supply is for a want.
Supply and demand.
Yeah. Fully.
Do you know, if it wasn't want, if there was no need for it.
It wouldn't be there.
It wouldn't be there.
No.
Yeah. So no. you can throw stones at him. You can throw stones
and
at him.
And I have. And many a time.
Yeah.
And he's black and blue he's been before.
Well, but he's well able to protect himself.
Because the karate.
The karate.
In Madrid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's how I got the number. And who's the one who sorts it out at the end of the day?
You, in fairness.
Me.
You do sort it out. Yeah, every time. Every goddamn time.
Every single time, bar none.
Bar that one time.
There needs to be no confusion.
None at all.
None.
We want this to be a confused free zone.
Yeah, we've set the record straight tonight.
And we've set the bar pretty high.
We always do.
Yeah.
Look, we're goal orientated people.
People have actually, loads of times when people listen to the podcast, they say that.
they say to me, will you lower that bar?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't. Like,
it's too fucking
high.
I'm
like, it's fused.
And they're like,
in that position.
You always set the record so straight.
Yeah. Too straight.
Too straight.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no room for error.
None.
You know, and sometimes in life, you have to have room for error.
And I just feel like you do miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Oh,
you do, man.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that.
I feel like we can argue all until the cows come home, but...
Yeah. But are they going to come home?
Probably not, actually. Probably not. There's nothing for them here.
Nothing.
Really,
there's not even a bit of grass.
What is keeping them here?
Loyalty, just routine.
Yeah.
And we, as I said, we haven't even a blade of grass out there, so there is nothing.
Never a blade.
No, they need to move on. Just and on that note, would you like to do the outro? We haven't done the intro ever.
Extra. Thank you for listening to this podcast with myself and my mother.
What is it called?
I'll ask my mum.
And she did.
I did. I asked you a few things.
Yeah, and I answered.
Yeah.
To the best of my ability.
We left no stone unturned.
In Stony Batter.
In Stony Batter.
No.
Brilliant.
Isn't that good?
And we can't top that.
Does that make up for the joke I made earlier? Like my dive bomb joke.
Much better.
Yeah, okay. Peace out, bitches.
Peace out, home dogs.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.